Oh, I see. Okay, I didn't, not aware of it, but I know DX was, or 10 meters was open quite a bit, and my good friend Dave Snyder, N-A-D-R-L, he's been working quite a bit of DX, and F-8, I think it is, mode or whatever. Haven't worked that long. I used to work TSK-31. I loved that when it was active, quite active. I've worked at a lot of stations for about 2 years on TSK-31. I loved it. The QSOs were generally about half an hour, so it was a great mode. And it didn't have to run much power either. But I worked a lot of foreign countries for that. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Yep. Well, don't take my comments that the HF bands are no good. They're wonderful, but we took a hit late Saturday night from a direct hit off the sun, and the bands are still trying to recover. They're up or down or left or right, so it's going to be some days. But yeah, you need to. I don't know if there's any stations on here today. I tried to have our morning net this morning on 7228, and we could not do it. It was just, it wasn't there. It was all noise, and you'd catch a word here and a word there, that sort of thing, but that was it. But, you know, an hour from now, it may be great for a while. You're just going to have to listen. Turn the radio on, son. Turn the radio on. KADO.
Yeah, KADO from KADH to DX, very good. So, that's good. Good to talk with another CW operator. We're getting fewer and far between. I can remember when I started ham radio, 1975, yeah. I worked, in fact, I had a crystal-controlled CW rate. I could run 75 watts, and I had six crystals with us. I was able to work all states in that first year as a novice, and then I had to upgrade that. I think back then you could own four novice for 1 year. Then I had to go down to the federal building in Detroit to upgrade to a general class. And it was fun, though. But, I spent a lot of time on CW in my first year as a novice. KDO for KDHS.
Okay, very good. Did you know Earl Rosa?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. Matter of fact, he helped train me on CW. We would do it down in his basement. On the west side of Saginaw there. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the old-timers I know. I've been around a long time. I came to Saginaw in the early 70s, and I'd gotten my license in the early 60s. So, anyway, I knew all the old guys. The young guys today don't know who I am and don't care, and that's just fine. It doesn't matter. all us old birds were departing. Anyway, okay, I am going to run back in. I was just tossing this radio in the truck to see if it was working, and it was giving me a hard time. I thought I was going to have to do a hard reset on it, but I finally found the magic key combination and unlocked it and whatever it was locked into. So now I got to go in and look at the instructions because I want to put a couple more repeaters in the memory, and I do not remember how to do that. I haven't used this in a few years. It's in a Linco DR735, I think it is. Howard, I'll talk to you later. I'll be trying to listen. I won't be on a lot, but I'll be listening a lot. 73s for now. KB8DX, KADO.
Yeah, KADO. So thank you from KB8DX. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't aware of the solar flares and all that, but that does happen at times. No, you sound good. It's solid in here. I'm just sitting on a third floor balcony at in my retirement home here, so at least that's why I went for a third floor, so I have a little height. 73 from KD850.
You're going to be around a little later. I'll give you a call if you happen to be there. We can chat a little bit. K, deal.